Ghrelin for Healing has become Hearts and Hands Clinic's signature fundraiser, and with its relaxing atmosphere, live music, and great cause, it's no wonder the event is such a hit. Ghrelin for Healing celebrated its third year on Sunday, March 24, 2024. The barbecue cook-off raised over $33,500 for the clinic, which provides free primary care to Bullitt County residents who are uninsured and living at or below 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. The event began as the brainchild of P.K. Hewling and John Allen, who continue to host and organize it. This year's event raised $33,500, which puts the total funds raised by the event over the last 3 years at nearly $90,000. I am so thankful to P.K. and John for organizing and hosting this event, said Kara Holland, Hearts and Hands Executive Director. Matt, P.K., Hewling, Kara Holland, and Dr. John Allen at the 2023 event. All of the proceeds go directly toward helping our patients access essential healthcare services. Most of our patients are working, but they don't have health benefits and they can't quite make ends meet, Holland explained during a pre-meeting with the event's judges. This year's winners received a trophy designed and donated by Jill Carter with Southern Pottery and Art Studio. The event's live entertainment was provided by several talented local musicians who stepped in when Saturday's weather caused a date change: Jenny Kite and Jake Hallman, Plaid School of Rock and Roll, Brent Stevens, and Corey Smith. Barbecue competition winners: first place, Lost Boys, Chris Wheeler, Robbie Sewell, Weston Reichard; second place, Outsmokin, Tony Reagan, David Kennedy; third place, Pellet Pig Pickers, Ray Driggers. Ghrelin for Healing barbecue competition teams: thank you to all the teams who came out and all the people and organizations who sponsored us. Thank you for an amazing, fun-filled day. Congratulations to the winning teams, said Holland. 8 total teams competed in Sunday's event: Pale Smoke, Jared Aiken's Limp Brisket, Matt Hill, Jeff Vickery Pellet Pickers, Ray Driggers Outsmokin, David Kennedy and Tony Reagan Lost Boys Barbecue, Chris Wheeler, Robbie Sewell, Weston Reichard Ogeechee Steamers and Cookers, Brian Smith and Michelle Humphreys Bullock Barbecue, Corey Rushing, Cade Rushing Charred and Dangerous, Joey Fennell Organizers Kara Holland Hearts and Hands Clinic P.K. Hewling Co-host of the event John Allen Co-host of the event Judges Blake Claxton Sean Davis Mimi Hill A.J. Jetwani Andrew Lavoie Aaron Popkin Brian Sellers Mitt Smith The Hearts and Hands Clinic The Hearts and Hands Clinic provides free medical care and prescription medication to Bullitt County residents who are uninsured, living at or below 200% of the federal poverty guideline, and ineligible for Medicaid and Medicare. To qualify, patients must have a chronic condition such as diabetes, hypertension, seizure disorders, COPD, or asthma. Without consistent medical care and prescription medication, these diseases are life-threatening. Hearts and Hands volunteers Will Wilson, Marley Mangione, Eduardo Marin, and Audrey Jacobs represented the clinic on Sunday. The clinic provided nearly 2,500 patient visits in 2023 thanks to 57 healthcare provider partnerships and 16 licensed volunteer medical and dental providers caring for patients on site. The ultimate goal of the Hearts and Hands Clinic and its volunteers is to stabilize health for adult residents of Bullitt County to ready them for a job search. Thanks to all of the event's sponsors, financial support raised from Ghrelin for Healing will be used to provide medical care to new patients from Bullitt County. Medical care consists of lab draws, nursing visits, dental care, women's health, primary medical care, specialty referrals, and chronic care education. In addition, it will provide funds for free prescription medication to patients such as diabetic supplies, insulin, blood pressure medication, and inhalers. The Hearts and Hands Clinic neither prescribes nor stores narcotic medication and does not provide pain management. For more information on the Hearts and Hands Clinic or to donate to the cause, please visit https://www.theheartsandhandsclinic.org/.